Amen.
I'd like to preach tonight if God would help me just for a few minutes. For along comes God. Along comes
praise the Lord
God.
Yes.
Amen. Jacob said in the 16th verse, he awakened out of his sleep and he said, surely the Lord is in this place.
Right.
And I knew it.
Oh,
I'm glad for every time he's come along, aren't you?
Amen.
Yes.
I'm glad for every time he showed up. Amen.
Right.
Crossing a barren wilderness, Jacob, the son of Isaac and the grandson of Abraham, he came by night to a lonely place where he lay down and slept using a stone for pillow.
Yes.
And in his dream, he saw a ladder. I'm just repeating what I've already read to you. Reaching from earth to heaven, and behold, the angels of God were descending upon it. And he heard the God of his fathers calling him by name.
Yeah.
I'm glad for every time God does that, don't you? And making him the very promise that he had made Abraham and Isaac,
yeah,
that he would possess the whole land, and that his descendants would be numberless, and that through them all the families of the earth would be blessed. And when Jacob awakened from his sleep, amen, he could still feel the presence and hear the voice. And he thought to himself, surely,
yeah,
the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not.
All right.
And he said, how awesome is this place?
Yeah.
This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate, yeah, of heaven. Praise, yeah, God.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
I wonder how many times we've been in the house of God.
He was there.
And he was there, and we knew it not.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. Because it didn't happen the way that we thought it ought to.
You're right. Right.
Things didn't go the way that we wanted it to.
Yeah.
And we missed what God was doing.
Jesus.
Can I hear an amen?
Right.
The story of Jacob tells us first that we must be prepared for God in the place where we least expect it.
Yeah. Amen.
We have our own ideas about the environment where God ought to be found in.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
Yeah.
If you're all here, wave at me.
Yes, sir.
Well, some of you didn't. There you go. We do. We have an idea of the environment,
yeah,
where God ought to be found in.
Right.
In a church service.
Right.
Amen. In youth camp. In a camp meeting. Amen. That's the environment where God ought to be. Amen. Praise God. But we don't believe that God ought to be found in a Van Halen concert.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Jimmy Van Halen said, amen, even God can't save you here tonight. Amen. But God saved, amen, Brother Jim, what was his name? Jim Gillis. At a Van Halen concert.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. I was pastoring a man. Amen. That his name was J.W. Roberts. His dad, amen, was Ira Roberts. Amen. Started the Holiness Messenger. And Brother J.W. had been backslid for several years. And his wife took their two children to church on Sunday morning. He said, I was sitting there watching my television. Amen. Had that Southern gospel, you know, when the quartets used to sing. He said, one of them testified and said, are you tired of running from God? He said, yes, I am. And turned around and knelt down at his, amen, recliner and gave his heart to God. You know what happened? Along came God. Amen. Come on here. Amen. I'm not advocating television. I'm just telling you where he was at. Do y'all hear me? Amen. Along came God. It wasn't in a church service. Amen. It was in his front room.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Along came,
sure,
God.
Yeah.
I remember reading the story of Mickey Block. Amen. He was one of the three perverts, amen, that Dave Reaver talked about. They called him the preacher and the three perverts. They was very mean to him. And I won't go into no detail. Amen. But he told them how wicked they were to him when he prayed and the things that they done. Amen. Praise God. And amen. And Mickey Block was one of them. Amen. When he got out, they was all in Vietnam together. When he got out of Nam, amen, he got married. He was had children. But it got so low. Amen. This is as low as he could get. So he went into his bedroom, got his gun out. It was going to take his own life. Amen. But he had some kind of a out-of-body experience. And he saw himself pull the trigger and saw his brain spatter against the wall. And his two children come running in. And they saw all, and he watched all this happen. But when he came to himself, he laid the gun down. And he said, if there is a God, you can have what's left. That Mickey Block. Do y'all hear me tonight? I'm telling you, we got one of the greatest arsenals in our weapons, and it's called prayer. We might not be able to get to them, but God can come along.
Yeah.
And along came God.
Yeah.
Save Mickey Block.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I was preaching a revival for a man by the name of Roy Ivey. Some of you may know him.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Roy was telling me, he said, I was drunk as I could be on the dance floor. He said, and conviction gripped my soul while I was a dancing. Amen. And he said, I sobered up right there on the dance floor. What happened? Along came God. I said, along came God.
Yeah.
You know what we need tonight in this service? We need God to come along.
Yeah. All right.
Hallelujah.
He does show up in church services.
Yes.
There's other places he shows up too.
Come on now.
Do y'all hear me? Amen. He sent his son, amen, to seek and to save. And when he said, I'm not willing that any should perish, that's exactly what he meant.
Yeah.
And I'm glad along comes God.
Right.
I remember the night I went to pick up my wife and my daughter. Amen. They got in the car and Kendra leaned over the seat and said, don't you love Jesus? Amen. And God set the hook. Amen. Y'all hear me? Along came God. Amen. I'm telling you, that's what we're needing. I got children on their way to hell. I just need God to show up.
Hey,
can I hear an amen? I need him to visit them on their job. I need him to show up when they close their eyes at night. Do y'all hear me? I'm telling you, here we are. Amen. We're all saved, I guess. We're all on our way to hell. But there's a world out there that is dying and lost without him. And we just need him to come along.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
I remember.
Hallelujah.
Amen. My dad, I went to visit him, I think, or I might be still home. I don't remember. Amen. A man that we knew showed up. A guy drove him by the house, and he was so drunk, he couldn't hardly talk. He rolled down the window, and he said, Mitchell, you need to get back in church. You need to get saved.
Yeah.
My dad looked at me and said, son, you know you're in bad shape when God got us in a drunk bar. Amen. But you know what? God took that. Amen. And shook him. Do y'all hear me? I'm telling you, don't quit praying. Amen. Don't quit praying. Because God knows how to come along.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. God comes to us in unlikely places. Can I hear an amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen. For Jacob, it was a rocky wilderness. It was bleak. It was a lonely place. It was a dangerous place inhabited by wild beasts. The last place in the world where a man fell close to God. But that's where God showed up.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's where he showed up.
Yeah.
Jacob was in a mess.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, he was.
And he never thought he'd have an encounter with God.
Come on. Oh, God.
You might not have thought you'd have one tonight.
Come on.
But along comes God.
Yes.
Can I hear an amen?
Hallelujah.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Yet God came to Jacob there. I'm glad he still comes along. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, to the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the most unideal surroundings. Not man, but God picks the place of divine visitation. Amen. You know what? I quit praying. Amen. I wish you'd just come to church. And I wish they would. Amen. Y'all hear me? I believe if we'll have a move of God, and we don't sit there and yawn at one another, and we don't clean our fingernails and clip them, and we act a little enthused about being in the house of God, amen, I'll be glad for them to come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. Instead of acting like praise God, this is something, amen, we about had to be beat to do.
Come on, brother.
Come on. Somebody told me one time when I pastored, they said, I want to invite my folks to come, but we don't know what you're going to do. I want to be unpredictable.
Yeah.
And I pastored a bunch that was pretty predictable.
All right.
Can I hear an amen?
Yeah.
Praise God. You've been saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. It'll show up on you every now and then.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on here. Yeah. Amen. I want them to come. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's getting harder and harder to get people, amen, that's lost to come to the house of God. So I just started praying, God, come along. God, come along.
Right.
Amen. Visit them. God, get in their truck with them. Amen. God, get a hold of them. Send somebody by the way. Just visit them.
Yes.
Can I hear an amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, it might be the house of God as it was for Isaiah. Amen, but it might be on the Isle of Patmos as it was for John.
Yeah.
Amen, but one thing for sure, wherever we're at, God will come along.
Yes, sir.
He will show up.
Amen.
Anybody been looking for him?
Hallelujah.
Anybody been needing him to come by?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. He showed up in the fiery furnace. Amen. Didn't they say, didn't we just throw three men in? But we see four. Praise God. Loose. Amen. Y'all hear me? God knows how to show up. Amen. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're up against, amen, God comes along.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. He showed up at Memphis on my job when I needed him most.
Yeah.
When that man fell, amen, 10 to 12 feet down below, flat on his back, and there was no movement there. Amen. Y'all hear me? I wasn't real spiritual. Amen. Only thing I could think of is I'm going to prison. Amen. Because I'm the man that made the decision that caused this man, amen, to be in the shape that he's in now. Amen. But when we begin to call out on God, along came God. Amen. Y'all hear me? Amen. I went to speaking in tongues. I felt the power of God. Amen. Those men, three other men I was in there with, old Raymond, the black man, amen, they wasn't saved at all. But amen, it didn't matter. Amen. God came along anyway. Amen. The more I prayed, the more I felt the power of God. And the next day I know, amen, I hear behind me somebody say, I bowed him when he touched me. And I spun around and old Raymond's lamp patted his back with both hands in the air. I don't know how long he was without breathing. Amen. There was no movement. Amen. But God breathed in him. Amen. Y'all hear me? The Lord came God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
And how many times has he come along?
Come on.
And we knew it not.
Yeah.
How many times has he been on our midst? Huh?
Amen.
And we knew it
right
not.
Yeah.
Amen. I know I told y'all this. Amen. I lost my mom last year. And honestly, I never thought my mom was a candidate for salvation. I really thought she was a reprobate. I really did. The things that she had done. Amen. She's a backslider, but the things that she had done, I thought surely she had probably crossed the line. But one day, about 2 weeks before she passed, my bride said, "Let's call your mom and see if she'd like to pray and get saved." Amen. I said, "Okay." Amen. Y'all hear me? Just about how we come to church sometimes, not really expecting much to go on, not expecting much to happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Kevin.
Sure.
Yes. Come on now.
Yeah.
I've got in trouble, Brother Daniel. I know y'all can't believe this. I wasn't looking for it. It just happened.
Yeah.
Pastors say, people get real quiet. I get nervous. Or I want you to get nervous. One of the two. When it's real quiet in church.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Huh?
Yeah.
And the pastor said, they're just listening.
Yeah.
I said, "I'd like to believe that, but there ain't much response going on to the preacher."
Come on. Come on right here.
I would get it if we could just would be hearers, but sometimes I'm not even sure we've got that far yet.
Come on.
I wasn't expecting much, but I called. Amen. I said, "Mom," I said, "I'm calling to see if you'd like to pray and get saved." She said, "I would." And along came God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
And just like that, God saved her to the uttermost.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We look at them and we say, "It don't look like there's any hope." Amen. But I tell you, all it takes is God to come along. All it takes is for God to show up.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. I lost my dad this year, June the 22nd. He passed away. But oh, what a reunion there was on the other side.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And if I can hang on, praise God, everything the devil took and everything the devil stole from us, we'll get it back on the other side. Because I got a dad over there and I got a mom over there. Amen. Not because of me, but because God came along. Because God showed up.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Praise God.
Amen. God's good to us, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
God comes on an unlikely time. Huh? Take a closer look at this man, Jacob. He was sulking like a fugitive in the wilderness. Huh?
Yeah.
He was a fugitive.
Yes. Yes.
Jacob was running away not only from his brother, but from God.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Right.
But in the hour of his shame, he expected no favor from the Most High. But God came along.
Thank you, Lord.
Along.
Thank you, man. Lord, thank you.
God showed numbers.
Yeah.
For the Holy Ghost. God showed God picked the hour of shame as the exact moment to come to Jacob and give him a vision of heaven and the promise concerning his own destiny. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, God showed up here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
God showed up here tonight to give somebody a promise of their own destiny.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's already been said, you don't have to leave here the same way you came.
Right.
Amen. Come on here. Amen. All we can do is tell you about the God that came by our way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. About the God that changed us. Amen. Y'all hear me? Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher man, I'm too far gone. It's too many things. No. You are a candidate. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, you're a candidate for heaven. Amen. You're a candidate. Amen. For salvation. Amen. He came looking for you. Can I hear now? I said, he came looking for you. Amen. Here tonight. You say, I just showed up here. Amen. Good, because he was coming by. Hallelujah. Amen. I just didn't have no place else to go. So I just thought I'd show up here tonight. Good. Because God come along. God came along. And he's about to change her forever. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And along came God.
Right. Yes.
What are we going to do with it when he comes? Here's the thing. He can come and go, and we're going to remember he was here. Jacob could still hear the voice of God and still feel the presence of God.
Right. Come on, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting anything tonight, preacher. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to go home with something you can't shake off.
Come on, now. Yeah.
All right.
Come on, brother.
Can I hear an amen?
Come on, brother.
I said, you're going to go home tonight with something you can't shake off.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't believe that's all true. I don't believe everything you all say. Yeah. Amen. I don't believe all that stuff that you all really that happy. Well, I know sometimes you can look around and it may be a little deceiving, but we really are. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all hear me? We really are. Amen. We are living, amen, our best life. Why? Because he came along and he lifted the sin right off of us. I remember, I'll tell this, and I'm getting ready to close. I remember the night that I got saved. Amen. You heard it to a threadbare. But on a Sunday night, I went to pick my wife and daughter up. I was sitting in the parking lot by 10 or 10:30 at night. I was listening to AC/DC on the radio, and all of a sudden, along came God. And I heard, I'll go down seven times in a tree. I'll even climb. I'll even tear the roof off. And it was louder than anything FM could play. Do y'all hear me? I'm telling you right here tonight, God came along. I had a lot of questions, but not very many answers. Things I did not understand. Things I wasn't sure about.
Come on.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I wasn't raised at Pentecost. Amen. It scared me to death. Tongue talking people scared me to death.
Come on.
I wasn't raised in holiness.
Come on.
But along came God.
Yeah.
And he wasn't worried about what I didn't know or how I was raised. He was just interested in forgiving me of all of my sins.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Y'all sitting out there. Amen. I'm trying to turn the radio up. Amen. But it already showed up. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? Amen. I'm telling you, God got to talking to me. And God got to working on me. I've been under conviction for a while now. Amen. Make a long story short. I said, God, if there's a hairbrush in my mother-in-law's van, I'll go pray. I opened the passenger door, and there was Levon in the seat. Amen. Praise God. Y'all hear me? I slung it through my hair. I took off running. I was a little bit more thinner then, and I took off running. And when I grabbed the door, the handle of the storefront, I was a saved man. I felt the sin lift off of me, but I went on to the altar anyway. You know why? Because God came along.
Yeah.
I didn't come down and I'm looking for him, but come looking for me. Yeah. And you might have not come tonight looking for him, but he come looking for you.
Yeah.
Oh, come, God. And along come God. You know what happened that night? I started on a journey. Me walking with him. Hallelujah. Put our marriage back together. Things that I never dreamed would happen, happened. Can I hear an amen? Along came God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God moved in so many ways. Amen. God been good to us in so many ways. Amen. We was living in a little old trailer, pretty rough shape. Amen. I was working third shift. I went to go to work that night. My wife kissed me goodbye, and she knelt down by the couch. When I got back to home the next morning around 8 o'clock or 8:30, she was still right there. Amen. Prayed all night long. Amen. The Holy Ghost spoke to her. He came along, and he spoke to her and said, I will give you houses that you did not build, and vineyards that you did not plant. Amen. And wells that you did not dig. Amen. Before the sun goes down this day, and I'm telling you, before the sun went down, we was in nearly a brand new three-bedroom home. Amen. That had a nice well on it. Amen. It had an apple tree in the back. Amen. What was it? Along came God. I'm telling you tonight, God would like to turn some things around for you tonight.
Yeah.
Let's stand all over the building.
Hey, Lord.
Y'all know Brother Larry Stevens?
Yes.
If you ever met him, he will leave a lasting impression on you.
Yeah.
I love him. He reminded me so much of my dad. When he climbed out of the truck, I told my wife, I said, there's the sheriff of this town. Praise God, and he is. We preached revival for him. He's a couple, got saved. Amen. Prayed, and they was living together, and she's expecting. Boy, I know. You know, they just got saved. You got to leave some things alone, but God got to deal with me. They's living together. My son tried that. Come to church, act like he's saved. Stand up front, clap his hand, raise his hand, praise God, go back home, give him his girlfriend. I said, Wally, you know better than that stuff. You've been raised better than that. He said, Dad, we in two different bedrooms. I said, son, how stupid do you think I am?
Mom.
He got upset, but I told that story there. Man, they came down to pray. Along came God.
Yes.
We got to quit worrying about everything instead and just let God do the work.
Right.
I can't believe you said that.
Come on.
No wonder you don't know when he shows up.
Come on. That's right.
They come down and prayed that night again. And after service, he said, I'm not even going in the house tonight. He said, I'll sleep in the truck. He said, because what if the Lord comes back? He said, I'll be lost. He said, what if I die tonight? I'll be lost. He said, I'll sleep in a truck. He said, tomorrow we'll go get married.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Quit being afraid of holiness preaching. Praise God. Just watch what God does. They couldn't get married that day because whatever happened, the justice of the peace wasn't there, whatever. Praise God. But the next day, they was able to pull it off.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now they can raise that little girl with a good name.
Yes.
In the house of God. I talked to Brother Larry just a little bit ago. Amen. Maybe a week ago. I said, how are they doing? He said, they're still coming. And they still were climbing. It wasn't nothing that any of us done. It was he came along.
Yes.
And when he comes along, he leaves his spirit with you. He leaves something with you that you can't shake off. Can I hear an amen? And that's what's happened tonight. Along come
right.
Yes.
This is nothing more than the house of God. And this is the gate.
Yes. Come on.
Hallelujah. You can leave here tonight with a promise.
Amen.
I'm hurrying. There's a young man I pastored when I pastored in Oklahoma. His parents, it was just a bad situation. He lived in some horrible, horrible places. He got far away from God. Far away from God. I pastored him. He went in the Navy. He's stationed in Virginia, and Brother Shad was preaching a meeting somewhere. Bobby said, I won't go. Bobby went that night, and along came God. Bobby got saved. God saved him, sanctified him, called him to preach. He married a good, holiness young lady. Doing great. I was out there in Virginia preaching revival. Bobby didn't want me to come for 2 or 3 years. I just couldn't get out there. Amen. Bobby said, we bought us a place. He said, on this place, we got trailer hookup. The man had it before we did. Hey, brother, when I got there, I cried. There he was with nearly a $450,000 home.
Right.
A boy that lived in things that you would put animals in. You know what happened? Along came God.
Praise God.
Along came God.
Jesus.
Bobby called me and said, won't you pray? He said, it ain't for a saved individual to be in the military. And I'm in and I can't get out, but I want God to move. So we went to prayer. Bobby called me back after a while. He said, Brother Kevin, Brother Bloomfield, God's moved and they're going to let me out. He still had 2 years to go. Amen. And they let him out of the military. Y'all hear me? Amen. Why? Amen. Because he had a heart. Amen. To serve a God that had come along for him.
Yes.
Tell you, he knows how to take a bad situation and turn it for your best. We'll tell you tonight, this is the house of God.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the gate of heaven. You're going to have to make a decision tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're going to have to make a decision tonight.
Yeah.
Because you know what he told Jacob? I'm not going to leave you until I do what I said I'm going to do. And I'm going to tell you tonight, you may leave out of here without praying, but he ain't going to leave you. Because he's come to seek and to save you.
Yes.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Pray, saints. Somebody can find him here tonight. Somebody's life could be changed forever and ever and ever. Preacher, I don't know if I could live it. Hey, we all felt like that. We just took one baby step at a time, one day at a time, and God came along and picked us up and helped us every single day. They begin to sing and every head's bowed. I come to tell you, he loves you. He loves you. He died for you. He gave his life for you.
Children hiding from your eyes. There's no need in wearing this disguise. What you see in me is a lot of mercy. Go down, see.
surrender it all to Him. Your sins under the blood. But you just keep in mind, he's coming back.
He is coming
back. He's coming back to your house. He's going to knock at you. He's not willing that any shall perish. You may reject him at home. You may be driving down the road and he shows up. You may reject him then. I'm going to tell you something. He's going to reach for you all the way to the end. And if you die and go to hell, you'll have nobody to blame. But long come God. One more time, lift your hands. Let's thank God for his mercy and his grace.
Praise you.